Look, hot temperatures in both Victoria and South Australia today have put some pressure on energy costs and supplies. Why don't you hear some of the figures? Because you get the cost per, I think, megawatt hour at any moment of the day. And some of the costs today were unbelievable. We'll get to that in just a sec. And, of course, not just that, supplies. And that led to Victorian hospitals being issued with a code yellow alert amid fears of blackouts. This is Australia, by the way. Victoria's Department of Health warned all Melbourne hospitals to check their emergency generators, make sure they're working in case power was lost in the afternoon. And there'll be people who think that, of course, there was plenty of sun today, so we shouldn't worry. The sun is shining. We've got solar energy produced by the sun for free, so nothing to see here, no problem. And, of course, with those northerly winds, hello, there's wind blowing. The wind turbines are out there. We get power from wind for free. No dramas. Now, into the debate steps the Institute of Public Affairs' Daniel Wild, who on social media today just spoke the truth. And it's this. The reason why so many people can escape the blistering heat today with air conditioning is coal and gas. He went on to say government should be technologically neutral, hooray, when it comes to energy generation, but they have consistently subsidised wind at the expense of coal, resulting in high prices and less reliable energy supply. Bravo, is what I say. Daniel's on the line. Good to talk, mate.
Thanks for having me, Luke.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for talking common sense in this space. And it is, isn't it, the case that some people say, oh, well, you know, you get free power from the sun, so it's all good. Even on these hot days, the sun will save us. But I noticed that you were looking at the regular updates of where power was being generated today, and the sun or the wind, neither heroes today, were they?
No, that's exactly right. And if only it were as simple as you described there, only about 3.5% of total energy generation this afternoon was coming from wind, with the lion's share, 70% coming from coal and coming from gas. And so, you know, as I say, if you want to turn the lights on, turn your air conditioning on, have a comfortable life, make sure your fridge is on while you're at work and your food is staying cool, that's because of coal and that's because of gas. Yet public policy has been for a number of years now focused on orientating us away from coal and towards renewables such as wind. Mm. We know there's about $60 billion in taxpayer subsidies going to renewables by 2030. And this is driving higher prices and less reliable supply.
Yeah.
But the real folly at the heart of this is we're not really getting any benefits. You might tolerate higher prices. You might tolerate some supply disruption if you're getting some offsetting benefits. But this is all based on the idea that we need to reduce emissions, and we need to reduce emissions to reduce the temperature or to have an offsetting effect on climate change.
Yeah.
But Australia accounts for just 1.8% of total greenhouse gas emissions,
yeah,
meaning what we do makes no noticeable difference.
No noticeable difference, and there's no control knob in the office they set up for, you know, economic pain caused to a nation by policy that turns the temperature down. It is completely ridiculous. And surely we're at the point, Daniel, now with the magnitude of bills people get every quarter in their damn letterbox, and they ring radio stations like this, as you can well imagine, and say, you know what, there was a day a year or two back or three back where it was maybe $200, now it's $1,000. And I mean, what do you say to these people? I mean, it's just nonsense. And one of the things you'd want a government to do, and I think this is the anti-Trump, you want a government to say, righto, when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to do the right thing by the people that live here, work here, pay taxes here, whatever. That's my objective. I've got to make their lot a bit easier. But it looks to me like we've got a bunch of politicians that are doing whatever they can to make our lives impossible.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's right. And that's what's driving a lot of discontent with the political class right across the Western world. You basically have what I like to call the Canberra Party, which is, you know, you got the Labor Party, the Greens, a large portion of the Liberal Party, the bureaucrats, the staffers, the consultants, and they have this sort of Canberra-based business model that they all profit from at the expense of everybody else. And talking about prices, you're dead right. The prices have gone up of electricity over the last decade by over 120%. Yet wages have gone up by just about 30 to 35%. So these electricity prices are growing about four times the rate of wages, and this is putting a lot of pressure on, obviously, households and families and household budgets, but also businesses. You know, electricity is a major operating cost. We know that businesses are shutting down or downsizing because of electricity prices, and this is having a negative effect on investment and a negative effect on job creation. So it's rippling right through the economy, and again, we're not getting anything back for it.
No, and just look at that point there about energy cost for business. Now, if you are the party of the working man or woman, what you and you've been able to negotiate high wages, would, and your one competitive advantage is a cost of power, then wouldn't you do whatever you could to protect it? No, absolutely not. What the ALP did in power with the carbon tax and all the other policy initiatives forced that power up. Now we've got high wages and high power costs. We can't make bloody anything here because we're not competitive anymore. It's just lunacy.
No, exactly right. And talking about competition, we've been plummeting down the international competitiveness rankings. You have the World Economic Forum latest. They have a global competitiveness index that comes out every year. We've been plummeting down that from 22nd to 44th when it comes to the reliability of energy supply. And so this is really feeding into do businesses want to invest in Australia? They look at our high tax rate. They look at our red tape burden. They look at our energy costs. And they're just saying, look, it's not worth investing here. I'm going to go somewhere else. And this is making it really hard for particularly young people to get a start in the labour force.
Yeah, great stuff. Daniel, excellent work, mate. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Luke. It's a pleasure.
Not at all. Daniel Wilde there from the Institute of Public Affairs.